on the phone with Matt. Welcome to Second Summer. I don't know about where you're living, but I've been seeing a lot of people on Twitter talk about how just abnormally warm it is right now. And it is here, too. And I think most of the people I'm seeing this from are on the eastern side of the states. You know, like I'm in the Midwest. I'm actually on the easternmost part of the Midwest. So I'm East Midwest, I guess. Escape from East Midwest. Cheech, don't sue me. So welcome to the show. These last 2 weeks, I've been talking about how much Dollar General sucks and how much doctors suck. And I shared some stories from each. Well, this is going to be kind of a roundup, I think, like some updates. I can't remember if, and I'm going to start with Dollar General, and this is actually kind of a story shared with Dr. Pepper. I know I shared a little of this story when I was talking about Dollar General. I think that was 2 weeks ago. The issue I had at the one with Dr. Pepper. So, I went in one day, got a 2 liter of Dr. Pepper Zero, took it home, and went to drink it, and there was like no flavor at all. It was terrible. Absolutely disgusting. It was like black, sparkling water that smelled suspiciously like Dr. Pepper. And I didn't think much of it. I just thought, man, it was a spoiled batch. You know, no big deal. I poured it out, threw it away. And then like a month later, I went back to that same one and I got another one. And even in my mind, I was thinking, there's no way this could be from the same batch. That was like a month ago, right? So I got home, went to take a drink, and sure enough, it had no flavor. Like, what the fuck? What are the odds that two batches, right? This is what's going on in my mind. And for whatever reason, I just left that 2 liter in the fridge for probably another month. No lie. It just sat in the back recesses of my refrigerator. Just, you know, collecting dust, getting older, losing even more flavor if it was possible at that point. And I had said something on Twitter. I tagged Dollar General and Dr. Pepper. And to this day, Dollar General still has not got back to me about it. But Dr. Pepper did. I gave them all the details. Like, they had somebody call me and we spoke about it on the phone and I gave them all the details. Here's the store I went to. Here's their store number and address. Like, not their phone number, their store number and address. And the lady said she would look it up and she would find out who's delivering to that store because it's the delivery drivers and the representatives who go there to check the stock, check the dates, rotate if necessary. And to always rotate new stuff, right? I mean, that's like the first rule of merchandising. Rotate your stock. Well, apparently the Dr. Pepper guy or whomever was delivering this stuff, it could have been Coke or Pepsi. I think Pepsi delivers, I'm not sure. Or Coke delivers Dr. Pepper, I don't know. But they're not, these drivers are not rotating the stock. They're just shoving the new shit up there and pushing everything back. So that's what happened, you know? And when I was on the phone with this lady, she was like, what's the date on the 2 liter? And I was like, you know, I never checked. Why didn't I check that? So I got the one out of the back, you know, I reached like in Indiana Jones when they have to reach through that hole with all the fucking insects and shit crawling around on them, the centipedes and the, you know, lobsters and whatever the fuck are in there. it was like that in my fridge, you know. It was the only dark spot of the fridge. No light shines there. And as soon as I removed the 2-liter, a giant boulder rolled and chased me through the house. And I looked at the date. Now, keep in mind, this was a couple months back in, you know, like the end of summer 2022. The date, the expiration date on the bottle was December of 2021. And I was like, no way. It's been in there since whenever they delivered it before it went bad. So Dr. Pepper said they would handle it, and they sent me out some coupons. I haven't bothered, like trying to buy Dr. Pepper Zero from that Dollar General. If I go, I'll grab one by the register if they have it in a 20 ounce or whatever, you know. today I was there and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back there and get one and I'm going to check the date first, which is really hard to do because it's black ink on a clear bottle with black liquid inside it. So it's kind of hard to see. Hell, when I looked at the date on the one I had in my fridge, that was, you know, it was like there was some poured out because I had poured a cup and tried to drink it. Even with no soda behind it, it was still hard to read the date because it's printed so tiny, you know, and the light that comes, any light that comes through the bottle is going to be bright enough to come through the writing. So it kind of makes it disappear on the clear bottle. So I'm standing there holding this bottle trying, and I found the date, but I couldn't really read it. My eyes are bad anyway. Of course I didn't have my glasses, but I finally figured out that the bottle I had grabbed of the four that were on the shelf was also expired from last December. Same batch as the two bottles I had bought. Have been sitting there for almost or probably a year at this point. Yeah. So like, not only did Dr. Pepper tell me they were going to take care of it or look into it months ago, but probably a month or two back, I was talking to the store manager of that location and told her about it. She said, well, I'm sorry that happened. You should have come up and talked to me. You can go back and grab a couple if you want. And I said, no, thanks. They're probably still outdated. And she was like, oh yeah, I'll remember to go take care of that. Take them off the shelf. Well, clearly she didn't. And I understand she's a store manager. She's busy. She's got a lot on her mind, I'm sure. But still, Dr. Pepper knew about it. Dollar General knew about it from Twitter, but they, you know, as far as I know, still haven't seen that message, that tweet. And then today, the fucking bottle is still there on the shelf. So, of course, I said something again on Twitter. Only time will tell if anybody responds. But before I left the store, I made sure to tell the two ladies who were there, who worked there, about it. And I filled them in on this little story. I did so in fewer words, probably. I know, lucky them, right? Why couldn't you be so lucky? So the one girl said, well, hold on, let me write this down or I'll forget. So right there, she should be the new store manager. I'm just saying. So she wrote it down. I watched her. She said she was going to go take care of it. We will see. Actually, I will not. Because from here on out, I am not going to go back there and attempt to buy one. Because I'm not going to stand there trying to read the fucking expiration date on it. I don't trust them now. To be clear, there is another Dollar General just down the street from me that I avoid because they never have anything in stock. And I talked about that like 2 weeks ago, right? Well, when I do go there, it's always for those little things that I know I'll find, you know, and usually a 2-liter of Dr. Pepper Zero is there. Whenever it gets stocked, I know very few of that get stocked. It's usually a shitload of regular Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and like 4 or 5 2-liters of Dr. Pepper Zero. But I know from going in there that it sells out and gets replenished. So, you know, I'm probably not going to grab one that's almost a year expired. But my point in bringing this up is the people who deliver the shit to that other store where it's been expired for almost a year are the same people who deliver the shit to the store down the street from me. And probably also the ones who deliver to the other one that's a few miles down the road the other way from me, which happens to be the best Dollar General I've ever been in. It's truly an anomaly. I don't know why these drivers or representatives would make sure those other stores are fine, but not the one. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what the backstory is there. All I know is it wasn't getting done, and now I can't trust it. So that's a little bit of an adventure I had today. Dollar General, went to Taco Bell. I'm not even going to get into that. Taco Bell, I guess I am. They have this grilled cheese burrito, right? It's really good. And for the last couple of months that it's been out, they have regularly had like steak and double steak. But off and on, they would have like spicy, where they throw a couple of jalapenos in there too. And they had beef and double beef and spicy beef, right? I'm not sure why chicken was never an option. I'm sure that would be good. But the whole time they've had this burrito out currently, because I know this is something that goes away and comes back, they keep switching up what they have available as far as the menu goes, like the drive-through menu. I'll see the steak there and the beef. Then it'll just be steak and double steak. Then it'll be beef or, you know, spicy, whatever. But it keeps changing. And I don't understand why that is, because they always have jalapenos and they always have beef, right? I mean, the tacos and whatnot. So why is this changing? Why does this keep changing? I stopped there today and said, yeah, I'd like, and I looked at the menu and it said steak and double steak. And I said, can I get one of those, but with beef? And the girl said, no, we only have steak right now. And I said, okay, I don't want anything. And I really did. I was hungry. I had to eat because I got this medicine I need to take for my head, which I'm going to talk about in this episode as well. Fill you in on what's going on with that. But it just, there was so many questions I had, and I was in the drive-thru and I didn't have the time to get into it over the fucking microphone. How? Is it like hunting season? Like after a certain date, it is illegal to continue doing it? So like they had a date that was, we'll say Halloween, and once November 1st rolled around, it was suddenly federally illegal to put beef on one of these burritos? Like, what? I don't understand. Somebody explain this to me. Because this isn't the first time I've heard this. This isn't the only person, employee of Taco Bell, who's ever said this to me. I mean, this has happened before at that location with another employee. I'm sure it was. It happened at another location. I mean, you have the ingredients. Like, you can't substitute the steak for fucking beef? I was willing to pay the steak prices for the beef. I know, what's wrong with the steak? Nothing's wrong with the steak. That's not what I wanted. You know, it's the principle of the matter. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's one thing when you're like, you know, this menu item is no longer available, like period, even though they still have all of the ingredients to make that. They just don't have a button to ring it up. This isn't like that. They still have the burrito. It's just what meat goes inside. Why is that a... I can't ask the right question to make... Like, my mind isn't processing this. She didn't say we can substitute it. No. She said, we only have steak now. So if I were to order a regular ass taco, would it come with beef? Would you tell me, I just said we don't have any fucking beef, idiot. Would you say that? I bet I could have ordered beef. You know why? Because my wife got something that had beef in it, and she got that just fine. So what is this regulation that is keeping me from being able to get beef on this fucking burrito? I know it shouldn't bother me this much, but it does because it doesn't make any fucking sense. And that's what bothers me. I hate that. That's like my pet peeve. It doesn't make any fucking sense. So I went to Wendy's instead. And while I was at Wendy's, I saw their ad for their pretzel bun, pub, beer cheese, fucking bacon burger. And I thought, you know, I'm going to try that because I love beer cheese. Pretzel buns aren't that bad, you know. And then I looked up at the menu and it said you can also get it with chicken on it. And I immediately thought, what if I went there one day to get the burger and I saw it wasn't on the menu, but the chicken version was, and I said, hey, I would like to get that with the burger on it. And Wendy's would be like, we don't do that now. We just have chicken. So then I turn around and order like a Dave's Double and they're like, yeah, that's cool. You know what I mean? Taco Bell, I don't understand you. And I never will. You know, Taco Bell is just so full of shit all the way around. I mean, they get rid of the fucking, you know, like the grilled XXL burrito or grilled stuffed, whatever it was called. They changed names on it. It was the same thing. You know, they still have all those ingredients, but they can't fucking make one for me. Come on, man. What is the purpose of that? It's not like it's a limited edition thing that you only have those ingredients for a certain amount of time. You still have the fucking ingredients. Why would you not want to make money? I don't understand that. I can't wrap it around my brain. Maybe I'm supposed to just let it go, right? I can't do that. Unfortunately, clearly, I can't do that. This isn't something that just happened. This is something that's been on my mind for fucking decades. I never understood it. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and take a break here. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about my head and what's going on with that. And some more interesting things about this last ER that I talked about going to for my head. Oh my goodness. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out. So before the break, I mentioned that there's more going on with my head. And there is. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can listen to last week's episode. I talk about it there, but basically I have this pain in my head now. It feels like I got hit with a baseball bat and it sucks. Like I'm going into over a week now with it. 2 weeks. It's been a minute. I went to McCullough Hyde Memorial Hospital in Oxford, Ohio, because the pain was pretty damn bad and they did nothing. They literally, the doctor came in and he was out before I could even wrap my head around him being there. He said it didn't look infected and he prescribed me antibiotics. And that was the treatment I got. No testing, no nothing. Well, I swore off doctors and hospitals entirely. 2 nights later, after that ER visit, the pain was so bad. I was like sobbing. I was holding my head on the couch. I was sobbing and I was like hyperventilating from, it hurt so bad. I think I mentioned to my wife that she might want to call the ambulance. I thought there's one hospital in the area that I have never been to. And there's a reason. This neighborhood is, it's Hamilton, Ohio. And Fort Hamilton Hospital has been there forever, where it's at. It's actually on the corner of Eaton. Like, there's a city north of there, Eaton, Ohio. So this is Eaton Road, I believe. And it's on the corner of that and Cereal Road. Eaton Cereal. Yeah. I always thought that was funny. So this hospital has forever been known to be, like, kind of terrible. Like, more people die there than actually go there, you know? And I didn't really ever want to go there. As a matter of fact, the only time I've ever been there that I know of, like, actually inside it, was to visit my grandmother when she was there before she died. And I was really young. And ever since then, like, I don't know if she'd actually died there. But ever since then, I've always known it as a hospital where, like, you're just not going to get taken care of. And I've heard that from a lot of people. So I never wanted to go there, and I hesitated, but that night, it was just so bad that, you know, I'm not going to go back to McCullough Hyde. I'm not. Ever again. So I told my wife, I said, look, I got to go. I have to go. So I drove. She went with me, and I'm so glad she did. And we went down there. And, like, walking in, I felt like, this is it. Like, I probably should be writing my will. But we got checked in, and they took me back, like, almost immediately. And when the doctor came in, actually, I should say this. We were in the room they put us in, the emergency room, for like a half an hour before the doctor came in. But to be fair, the ER parking lot was full when we got there. It's not a big one to begin with. And it was at night. I can't remember what time. It was like almost 10 o'clock when we got there. Finally, the doctor came in and he wanted to talk about, you know, of course, why was I there? And I kind of sort of let out a little frustration about, you know, my previous ER experience. And I asked them straight up, like, why do places ask the level of pain you're in if they're not going to do anything about it? What's the point? And I said, I don't trust doctors anymore. Because this jackass said there was no infection, so here's some antibiotics. And I said, I just want to be taken seriously. Like, everybody, it's like everybody assumes, as soon as they hear I have fibromyalgia, that I'm just a junkie looking for some opiates. And that's not the case. I told him, I said, they don't work for me. And honestly, nothing really seems to work for me, but it would be nice if I was offered something when asked how bad the pain was. And I said, if you're not going to do anything for me, I'll leave now and save us both the time. And he said, no, you're not leaving. I'm going to take care of you. We're going to get this figured out. And I was in so much pain, but I could have cried from just hearing those words. Like, I finally got a doctor here, you know, who says he's going to take care of me. Whether he did or not, at that point, it didn't matter. Just hearing those words made me feel a lot better. And it made me feel good for having chosen to go there. Or to go at all. Because I was prepared to never go back to one. So the nurse comes in with the IV stuff. And she said, do needles bother you? And I said, no, they really don't. So she stuck my arm, and I started to get, you know, like, cold sweats. And I said, I think I'm going to pass out. And I started getting a little woozy, you know. And I really felt like I was leaning over the edge of passing out. But I held on for some reason. And I've been in that situation many times and I never hold on. I always go out. I told the nurse, I said, look, I realize I said I was okay with needles. I haven't done this in a long time. I mean, the last time I passed out from being stuck by a needle was like 20 years ago. And it was always when blood was drawn. Never IVs, never like getting a shot of something. Just when blood was drawn, I would get faint, and I would pass the fuck out. I had some epic dreams while passed out too, by the way. Maybe I'll get into that one day. Remind me. Yeah. Let me write this down real quick, right? They got me through it. I came out of it, and they put me in a room. They actually gave me a room. Three nurses took me down there. They kind of gave me extra nurse security because of the possible fainting, you know, episode. Everybody saw and was telling me that my skin was pale white, my lips were white, like I couldn't stop sweating, but I was freezing, you know. They got me, you know, in my room, and they got me all hooked up to everything. They got my IV dripping, and I kept thanking them, and I was kind of telling them that I was really, like, happy that they were taking care of me because of my last ER. I was really stuck on this, you know? And the three nurses started kind of smiling and looking at each other. And the one girl says to the other, "See?" And they said that the two of them started their nursing careers at McCullough Hyde, and they left because of how bad it was and went to Fort Hamilton, which is now part of the Kettering Network. And I've honestly never dealt with Kettering before. And I have heard nothing but good things about them. And now I can see, you know, at least from this one experience, that Kettering really cares. And so the two girls were telling me, you know, they said McCullough Hyde, they used to call it McKillet and Hyde. That was their inside joke while working there. McKillet and Hyde. So I thought that was fun. They took care of me. They hooked me up to an IV with pain meds. The doctor said he gave me a migraine cocktail. Apparently, they also threw some Benadryl in there. And I was pretty much out. I was out. I had been having an issue sleeping anyway because of the pain. But, oh, they knocked me out. I did actually get CT scans done. Nothing was found, thankfully. So the doctor told me that basically, and I should also say my buddy Jim, he told me as well, you know, he works in the medical field. He told me that it could be a neck thing. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, maybe. I mean, but it's like in my head for sure is where the pain's coming from. So that's what the doctor said too. You know, like I had like 3 or 4 days before this whole thing started, I had sneezed and strained my neck. I should say a week before, because I dealt with the neck pain for probably 3 or 4 days before it finally went away. And then it was like 3 days later, I started getting this pain in my head on the same side, right above where that neck strain was. And he said that it's a possibility. You know, my wife had looked up occipital neuralgia or some shit. I'm saying that wrong. And it has to do with that particular part of the head, and all of the symptoms of it are from this particular nerve thing. A neurologist has to check it out and diagnose it, and that's what I was kind of going with before I went to the ER. Well, the doctor explained to me that this occipital thing, He said that too, that a neurologist would have to be the one to make that call. But he said that's usually caused by something like an infection or something. I can't remember because I was all doped up. But he said it's most likely because of that sprain on my neck that caused this pain. And there's no telling how long I'm going to have it. There's no telling. I could be dealing with this for the rest of my life. or it could just fucking disappear one day. So far, nada. Still got it. I was in and out of consciousness for a while, waiting on, I guess, like the scan results and then to be discharged and everything. We were there until about 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's actually not too bad either. Like 4 hours, I guess. You know, I got some good drugs. I left there pain-free. It was heavenly. It was bliss. I was so drowsy from the Benadryl, though. Oh, my God. And probably whatever other pain meds they gave me, I'm not sure. They were not opiates, though. And we drove home. And it was really foggy that night, all the way home. And I kept asking my wife, like, is that fog or is it like my eyes completely fucked right now? And we made it home. I could have stopped at the CVS that my prescriptions were sent to, because they're 24 hours, but I didn't. I wanted to go home and go to bed while I had no pain. And then the following day, I woke up and went to CVS. I got there about 1:15. Now, I actually got there right before 1, went in because I wasn't sure if I had to drop the prescriptions off or not. I had the paperwork with me, but I hadn't really looked at it. My pain was starting to like come back, and I was already kind of aggravated at being out and about and in the public. Went into CVS and I was going to buy like a heating pad or something, or a heating wrap for my head and my neck. And I saw they were like really fucking expensive. I was also in CVS where everything is outrageous. And I saw there was like 10 people in line at the pharmacy. I was like, no, fuck this. I got to go sit in the car. I could barely stand as it was. And that's when I realized that I didn't have to drop it off. It had been called in at like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I went outside, got in my car, got in the drive-thru line that was backed up about 8 deep. And it was probably around 1:15 when I got to the window and the guy says, we haven't filled it yet and we're about to go on lunch. Come back about 2:30. I was a little pissed because I didn't want to come back. I hate going down there. Even like daytime, anytime really. I hate it. It's too traffic-y for me. I decided to, of course, I had to go back because my pain, you know, my head was starting to kill me again. So I did go back about 4 o'clock and waited in line again at the drive-thru. But the whole time I'm thinking in my head, I swear to fuck, if it's not ready now, oh my God. You know, like they've had it for over 12 hours now. Anyway, I got my meds. They prescribed me, let's see what I got here. Ibuprofen, the professional grade, 800 milligrams. Those are nice. And methocaramol, I don't know, muscle relaxer. Together, one pill a piece. They usually do the trick. Like right now, I'm feeling pretty good. The pain's there. The back of my head is numb to the touch. Like you have to kind of press to get the pain. So I don't do that, of course. But just to touch it. Touch my head, or like if I have an itch, yeah, it's like numb. And so the pain is still there, but it's not radiating. Like that's where the problem is, you know. And I'm good and doped up right now, so I feel no pain, and I'm very happy about that. But that's the story now. Like I have faith in a hospital again. And I don't know what I'm going to do when I'm out of these pills. I guess, I don't know, just go buy a bunch of ibuprofen somewhere and hope that works by itself, because I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get these muscle relaxers again, you know? I don't like how they make me feel otherwise. Like, I feel kind of sluggish, you know, lethargic. But I'll deal with it as long as I'm not dealing with this pain. And this pain is just, ugh, it sucks, you know? And now it's actually kind of going back into the neck area where I had sprained the neck. So I can definitely tell now that it's, you know, they're connected. And I'm glad that I know it's nothing too serious, like cancer or something worse. I don't know if there is anything worse than that, but I'm happy that I have faith in a hospital again. I have somewhere I can go that I know I can get the care that I need when I need it. And that's a big load off of my mind. Because right now at my age, which sadly isn't that fucking old, you know, my body is completely breaking down from all these little things, and they're all together. They're taking me down. And I need somewhere I can go. I think if I ever get the opportunity to have a family doctor again, I'm going to look at the Kettering Health Network. They have a couple of smaller practices near me, and I think I'll be happy there. I hope I will. There you go. There's my story. There's my updates, and I'm sticking to it. Next week, I have no idea what I'll be talking about, of course, because I really don't ever know what I'm going to be talking about. I will say this, though. In closing, on the phone podcast.wordpress.com, that is the official website. It's so official, I haven't given it its own domain yet and may never, but that's the official home. Go check it out. I have extras there every week. If there's like more content that I forgot to tell over the podcast, I'll leave it there on the blog. So check the blog out, and you can also listen on the blog. It's handy. It's like a two-in-one tool, you know? And if you want to send me a message, tell me something cool, that'd be awesome. I'd love to get it. On the phone with Matt at gmail.com. Super simple. Fill it out, send it to me, tell me what's up. I'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, thanks for listening. Have a good week, and I'll talk to you next week. See ya!